Shady Grove. Summertime and apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I love, I won't have one at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I said. Shady Grove, my little love, are bound to go away. Wanted me a bottle of night. Now I want a little Shady Grove. I want her to be my wife. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Seen an old Shady Grove, she was standing in the door. Shoes and socks, they were in her hand, and her bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I said. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, I'd say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. I don't remember much of that one. Somebody asked for this one. I wrote this one when I was in Brazil. My sister Molly and I, we actually sang a little bit last night together. It was fun. And we did some recording, by the way, on Thursday for a record I'm putting out in August, so watch for that. Anyway, we were traveling around for the U.S. State Department, playing at embassies and stuff, and sort of cultural exchange things. And we did a lot of gigs that were sort of... kind of pointless, really. we were there so that they could have an occasion for people to get together and, you know, talk and do business deals, really, is what it was about, turned out. And it was kind of an interesting thing. I did two of those tours, and by the second one, I said, you know, you're wasting money with these tours. So they didn't ever hire us again. Anyway, it's one of these things where we left for this tour on the last day of the fiscal year, and we got paid in advance because they had to spend the money or they wouldn't come back again next year. Like, one of the things they booked us for was the Miss Paraguay contest. And we didn't even play it because they said, well, it's kind of overbooked. So they ended up having us play at this other thing, which was like a Star Search in Paraguay. It was kind of funny. It was really, actually really funny. Anyway, we've been through this whole thing, and we were in Brazil, and we're in this place, and had some time off, and been playing for a lot of people who didn't understand the lyrics and stuff, and not really paying attention, and this song kind of came out.